So now comes the question, because chapter 13, if you turn there, says that this Antichrist, the worst man that ever lived, notice what he does. He's trying to get everybody to worship him. And this beast, verse 1, rises out of the sea, and it says in verse 6, he opens his mouth with great blasphemies. And verse 7, it was granted to him to make war with the saints. And so this one, what is he doing? He is the one that's trying to get the whole world to worship him. And as I said before in the next slide, Satan's Superman is coming. He is called the beast, the prince, the Antichrist. He is called so many different titles. But just think of all the prophecies. He's in Daniel, it says he's a super communicator. Daniel 7:8 says he has super intelligence. He is a super politician because, remember I told you, he gets the Islam and Judaism to be side by side without fighting. He's a super general. He can organize all these armies. But look what verse 7 says. It says it was granted to him to make war with the saints and overcome them. And Revelation 13:7 says, an authority was given him over every tribe and tongue and nation. Wow. And what does he do? Well, he makes everyone to take the mark. Remember that 666 mark? That's why it says there on that slide, completely confusing times are coming. Because this Superman is going to come and is going to deceive, it says, the whole world. So the lesson from God is, if completely confusing times are coming, by the way, that's the most repeated description of the tribulation. When Jesus talked about this time, he said, deception, deception, deception. Deceiving times. That was how Jesus described it. What's the only protection from Satan's signature? There's only one protection. You see the slide? I call it the signature of God. The signature of God, when his spirit seals us, means that we're forgiven. That means our debts are erased. We're justified. That means we have a whole new standing. We're elevated with Christ. We get a new heart. That's what regeneration is. We're reconciled. God becomes our friend. See, that's the choice of the tribulation. You want to befriend God or the worst man who ever lived, the false Christ? We're adopted. That means we have a new family. We're redeemed. That means we're owned by God. That deals with our life. We're not our own. We're bought at a price, and we're sanctified. That changes our behavior.